Welcome to In Depth with the Evidence Project. I'm Kate Gillis, Senior Communications Specialist with the Evidence Project. In this podcast series, I'll be talking to Evidence Project researchers about how they're using implementation science to transform and improve family planning programs around the world. In today's episode, I speak with Aparna Jain, an associate with the Population Council, about new results from a study in Bangladesh. I'm talking today with Aparna Jain. Aparna, I'm going to have you introduce yourself. You'll do it best.
Thanks, Kate. My name is Aparna Jain, and I'm an associate at the Population Council, and I work primarily on the Evidence Project.
Great. Well, thank you so much for coming in. And I invited you to do the podcast today after I saw a manuscript that you and some colleagues on the Evidence Project just put out. Mm-hmm. And the title of the article is Side Effects Affected My Daily Activities a Lot. I've read the article, but some people in our audience probably won't have. And I know a little bit about what led up to the study, but I'd really like to hear from you, you know, where the idea from the study came from and what you guys were looking at.
When we think about contraceptive use and we think about discontinuation, side effects tends to be one of the leading causes of discontinuation. The ways in which side effects have been studied or measured tends to primarily be on the side of physical manifestations of side effects. So for example, you know, discharge, pain, irregular bleeding, but yet we don't know very much about how women internalize the side effects and the ways in which it may affect their daily lives. So this research basically came out of a need to do some qualitative work around understanding what do side effects actually mean to women and getting information from women's voices and hearing what their stories were, since most of the work has been on the quantitative side.
And thinking, how does the woman experience that, and then what does that mean for her daily life?
Exactly. So how does that then get interpreted into the different things that she is able or unable to do, and then how does that subsequently affect her relationships with her family, her husband, her in-laws, her children? Are they willing to support her when she experiences side effects? What does that space look like for a woman, and how does she then take those experiences, and do they influence her decisions around continuing a particular contraceptive method, stopping using it, or switching to another method? We conducted in-depth interviews with recent discontinuers and method switchers in two divisions in Bangladesh, Khulna and Sylhet. So a discontinuer is a woman who stops using a contraceptive method, and a switcher is a woman who switches from one method to another method. We asked them qualitatively what types of side effects they experienced. So we interviewed women who had been using the pill, injectable, the IUD, and implants. What we found was that the majority of women reported that they experienced physical side effects. In addition, though, they also reported that the side effects influenced spheres of their lives. So the three themes that we found from this study were that side effects influenced women's participation in their religious life. It influenced their participation in household chores and their daily life, but then also influenced their sexual life. So these were the three spheres or domains of life that side effects appeared to have affected in Bangladeshi women.
When I was reading the article, I thought the quotes from the transcripts were really powerful. The thing that really struck me was the way the women described how they experienced the side effects. These weren't just nuisances. This wasn't just like, oh, it's sort of irritating that I have to deal with an additional day of bleeding. Mm-hmm. Some of these side effects really, you know, had pretty serious impacts on either their ability to, you know, do their daily activities, their, as you know, you mentioned, participation in religious life. And sometimes there were pretty severe consequences that sort of folded out from that. Can you talk a little bit more about that and, you know, the implications then for family planning use?
We were really, we didn't know what to expect with this inquiry of research. And so we were very open to listening to what women reported and listening to their stories. And so what we found was that, these side effects and the implications of these side effects on women's participation in the work that they're usually accustomed to doing really impacted the ways in which they were able to continue to do that work. So, for example, one woman had said that she couldn't prepare the food in time when her husband and her father-in-law came back from the paddy fields because she was experiencing side effects, and she also had to take care of her children. When she didn't have food available for her husband and her father-in-law when they came home, they scolded her. So she experienced some levels of verbal abuse, which, of course, in order to avoid, one may decide to stop using contraception.
As I was reading this, I thought about, it seemed like, you know, some, when the side effects are as extreme as some of these women experienced, at some point, maybe the priority of avoiding those side effects becomes mm-hmm. greater than the priority of avoiding an unintended pregnancy. What are your thoughts around that?
It's certainly a hard question. We didn't ask about that, but we do know that a third of all unintended pregnancies are the result of a contraceptive discontinuation. So that's a pretty staggering number, in my opinion. And I think that there are women who will choose to experience an unintended pregnancy or take the risk of an unintended pregnancy versus the experience of side effects.
Right.
What this means for programming, though, is that as providers, when they provide counseling around different contraceptive methods, typically go through the advantages, disadvantages, effectiveness of the contraceptive method so that women are able to make an informed choice. These additional aspects associated with side effects could be also included in their counseling. If their client is highly religious, for example, and they select a method that is known to have irregular bleeding patterns, it's something that a provider could inform a client about to say, if these irregular bleeding patterns start to influence your life in a way that you're unable to manage them, return back to the clinic, come back and see me, let us re-explore all the different contraceptive methods that are available and make sure that we are meeting your needs for avoiding an unintended pregnancy, but then also having a healthy, comfortable life while using contraceptive methods.
I also spoke with Dr. Ubaidur Rab, Population Council's country director in Bangladesh, and one of the investigators on this study, to hear more about what the results mean for family planning programs in Bangladesh.
My name is Ubaidur Rab. I am country director, Population Council in Bangladesh. As Bangladesh has reached replacement level fertility and contraceptive use rate is significantly high in this country for last 5 to 6 years. Most of these methods are temporary methods, and that created a major problem for family planning national program in Bangladesh. We approximately 1/3 of our acceptors, they drop their existing method within 1 year of their acceptance. And at the same time, 1/3 of the total pregnant mother reported that they become pregnant due to unintended or unplanned pregnancy. Carefully, we found that the contraceptive discontinuation rate, particularly oral pill and IUD, is significantly contributing to this unintended and unplanned pregnancy. And the reason they are telling that they are dropping, discontinuing, is due to side effect. But we don't have any detailed information from these users. This study was intended to find out why the women are discontinuing this method due to side effect.
I'd like to hear your thoughts on how you can use this information to help improve contraceptive services and contraceptive use in Bangladesh.
And we have already shared this information with the Director General of Family Planning, who are the primary supplier of contraceptive method in the rural areas and also in the urban areas. This detailed qualitative information from this study will help Ministry of Health and Family Welfare to redesign their training, particularly educating their field workers.
I asked Aparna what she wants listeners to know about what this study means for individual women.
It's thinking about how to
ensure
that women have the choice and the means to remain on contraception if that's what they choose.
And that they're not having to make a compromise between putting up with a side effect that really interferes achieving their reproductive goals.
No, but that's really it. Like, women shouldn't have to make those choices.
And I know that you guys are building on this research, mm-hmm. so I'd love to hear.
Sure. You know, I think this is one of the few times that we're actually getting at women's own voices around the effects of side effects. And we're moving beyond kind of pushing it off to the physical manifestations. So under the Evidence Project, we're conducting a study in India where we're following injectable pill and IUD users over the course of 1 year to look at their contraceptive use dynamics. Given that we know side effects are a leading cause of discontinuation, we've taken the results from this study in Bangladesh and developed questions, specific attitudinal questions around whether the side effects influenced women in these particular spheres of life. We've also added some questions in relation to how side effects influence employment and how side effects influence participation in education as well. And so what we're really looking to do is to see whether we can quantify it. By quantifying it, we can then predict how do side effects influence continuation of a particular contraceptive method, but generally overall contraceptive use. That's what we're basically concerned with. And then what the role is of the healthcare system, and then what the role is of potentially their support systems, like their husbands and their social networks, to see if those are influencing factors as well.
Where is that study in the pipeline?
Sure.
And when should people look for the results of that one?
Yeah, so that study's still ongoing. We are in the process of recruiting and enrolling women still, but right now we have over 2,000 women enrolled in the study, and probably a good portion of them have already been followed up. So we're going to start doing the analysis and looking into some of these issues that we've been talking about, but my guess it'll take a year.
The Evidence Project is funded by USAID. It's led by the Population Council with partners In-Depth Network, International Planned Parenthood Federation, PATH, and Population Reference Bureau.